This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another word. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another word. Another time. His life was green and good. Until the Christmas patch.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Owen Schroyer on this Friday, June 9th, 2017. We're playing that clip with Bernie Sanders attacking a guy who's been nominated for a position in the Office of Management and Budget. He's working on dollars and cents. And Bernie doesn't think that he should be allowed to do that. He doesn't like the fact that this guy has Christian beliefs, and he wants him to deny those Christian beliefs. So we have a First Amendment that was put there by Christians that says that you can practice anything that you want. That's a Christian idea. Those are the Christian principles that founded this country, that idea of tolerance that they are now turning against us. And here's how they're turning against us, and here's why we're going to be talking in the next segment to Matt Dubiel. He is the general manager of our affiliate in Chicago, WCKG Radio. There's going to be a People's Summit being run by Bernie Sanders in Chicago. We're going to talk to Matt Dubiel in the next segment. At this People's Summit, which is running today through Sunday, they want to limit white attendees. So Bernie Sanders has a problem. He doesn't want Christians in the government. He doesn't want white people coming to his People's Summit. This guy doesn't understand tolerance. He doesn't understand the Christian principles that this country was based on. He's not going to get that kind of tolerance in an Islamic country. There aren't any Islamic countries that have the First Amendment, Owen. They don't have anything like that. Instead, they have Sharia law that is based on a combination of state and religion. And you would think somebody that is such a watchdog about anything about like that would be concerned about the combination of religion and state that we see endemic in Islamic countries.
Well, let's not forget about his wife that is currently under an FBI investigation for bank fraud, but we'll just leave that aside.
And Bernie made $1 million from the book. Sure. He should have done what Hoffman did, Abby Hoffman, when he said, steal this book. You know, that's what a real socialist communist would do, but Bernie cashed in.
Well, it's funny because Reality Winner has a tweet where she says that white people are terrorists, so I guess she admits herself is a terrorist by her own admission. That's and right. Then you have Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders supporter is a Reality Winner.
That's true. And then you have Bernie, who has this event, wants to limit white people. So I guess Bernie's not going to show up then, right? I mean, he's trying to limit the white people that are there. He's white, so I guess Bernie's not going to show up. Otherwise, he's just a total fraud.
No, but so, see, I think in his mind, being Jewish gives him a pass.
Is that what it is?
Because he's not, you know, white, white. Well, he's not white Christian. It's really white Christians that he has a problem with.
That would make sense because when he made that statement during the presidential debates where he said white people don't know what it's like to be poor, he must have forgotten about all the Jewish people in the concentration camps that were starved to death.
That's right.
He must have just forgotten about those white people. But it's amazing because, again, like I was saying with Chris Matthews, the crazier the left gets, the more insane their behavior is, the more insane their rhetoric is, the more intolerant they are, not letting white people in, wanting to separate this, that, the other thing, the whole thing is based on racial politics, the less support they're going to get. More people who are completely clueless to any of this or who really don't care about politics cannot help but get sucked in this gravitational pull of Trump, really, is what has done it, of politics now, this gravitational pull. Everybody's getting pulled in, and they're seeing the left for what it is. The frauds like Bernie Sanders. The racists like Bernie Sanders. Okay, so they're not endearing themselves to anybody. They're only going to suffer more defeat in 2018, 2020, if they don't change course. But all signs point to them staying course. Preaching tolerance when we're the most intolerant. Preaching, you know, don't be basing people on their race while they play racial politics all day long. They're just losing any stand that they have left, and they're going to continue to lose. And I'm not sick of winning.
He wants to purge anybody who has a Christian belief out of government. He would have purged out George Washington, Patrick Henry, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and the rest of the founders. He wants to purge white people out of his meeting. We're going to talk to the station owner about what's happening in Chicago.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.
The Russians ran an extensive information war campaign against my campaign to influence voters in the election. And then they began to weaponize them. And they began to have some of their allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and begin to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine.
But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, David Knight filling in for Alex on this Friday. And we are about to be joined by Matt Dubiel, who has a inside scoop on a Bernie Sanders event today. We're going to get that scoop to you in a couple segments. But first, let's bring on Matt Dubiel to talk about this Bernie event. Matt, you heard about this. You brought this to our attention. And the biggest story here is that Bernie Sanders is holding this event. He's trying to limit white people from attending it. Therefore, I'm assuming Bernie Sanders is not attending the event.
He's not allowed to go. Let me tell you something, Owen. I don't want to allow my own self to go to my own event. You know, in fairness, I don't know if it's Bernie's event. And I'm using rock and roll quotes for people who can't see me. I didn't even know about this event. And here's what you got to understand. In Chicago, McCormick Place is this huge center in downtown Chicago where they have the auto show every year. They have 1,000-person events at this place. And I got a call, actually a Facebook message from a patriot here in Chicagoland. Her name is Rachel. And she was so inspired by the last couple of years and the election globally and the election nationally that she got involved in her local township. She's now I believe a committee person, and she went and got elected in office. This is what everybody should be doing, by the way. She got involved.
Yes.
So, and this is where it matters. And I know, David, you talk about this all the time, but you know, it's sexy. It's exciting to hear and think about national politics and international affairs, but really granularly where things matter is on your home turf. So Rachel got involved on her home turf, and she messaged me a couple weeks ago, and she said, "Hey, Matt, there's this event. The circus is coming to town. I mean, this thing is a freak show. They canceled the Barnum and Bailey Circus, and now I know why, because when you look at what's going on at the People's Summit here in Chicago, okay, so Bernie's going to be there. Bernie is going to be allowed
Sanders.
To come to his own event. And I think his wife, I'm not sure if the lady that is mentioned is Jane Sanders, his wife.
Yeah, James Sanders is his wife, currently being investigated for bank fraud.
Okay, so she's white, by the way. I mean, I don't
also
know if
white.
You guys see just your screen, but she's definitely white.
Also white.
Here's the guy that you can't miss, okay? And this is, by the way, everybody who wants to go to this event, they may not let you in if you're white, and that's not what I have experienced. That's what I've heard. I've heard that they're sort of trying to keep it diverse, and so they're throttling.
Hey, you know, we got too many white people here. We got too many white people here. Make sure you don't let them in. Okay, you're roger that.
You know, even Bernie's hair is white. I mean, how's he going to pass? I don't understand.
And you can say that. Guys like you and I, David, can say that because we also have white hair.
That's right.
So, here's the thing. So Bernie is, I guess, the headliner. And then you look at this laundry list. This is going to be one of those events where, especially at the McCormick Place, you're going to have more speakers than attendees, I believe. But I want to tell you, if you're thinking about going to this event in Chicago, it's happening this weekend. If you weren't considering it, there's a reason why you got to go. Okay. And you guys, I know you're both sitting down. Are you ready for this?
Got it.
Remember Toy Story? Remember the dinosaur in Toy Story?
Yeah.
Okay. He's going to be there. The guy that voiced the dinosaur in Toy Story, Wallace Shawn, you can see
him.
He's
a goofy guy with glasses, right? He's
My Dinner with Andre. Glasses. Yeah. He's so it could be My Dinner with Bernie, right?
Yes. He's in pretty much every Pixar movie. He's a voice in every Pixar
Dinner
movie.
With Bernie.
He was Mr. Incredibles' boss in The Incredibles, this Wallace right. Shawn
yeah,
guy.
There he is.
He's going to be there. There he is. Yeah. Yes, that's it. Yes. Yes, he's got that all sort right. of whiny voice. Van Jones is going to be there.
T-Rex.
Oh, Van Jones.
My boy, yes. Van Jones.
Yeah, Van Jones and me, we're tight, man.
Van Jones got you your job here. Yeah, he's said, thank you.
Thank you, Van.
It gets better. Okay, the guy that played Zuckerberg on Facebook is going to be there. Also in Zombieland.
So a bunch of nobodies.
So I'm not a Silicon Valley shill. I just play one in the movies, right?
Right. And I know we're on the radio, but Danny, I'm too old for this blank Glover is going to be there also. That's his famous line from all the Lethal Weapon movies. I'm too old for this S. Danny Glover is going to be there. Frances Fisher, some actress. I'll tell you one person that scares the crap out of me that's going to be there, because fundamentally, I believe that events like these are good. Because anytime people are getting involved in things, getting educated, seeing what the other side says, seeing what is being talked about, that's good. What's dangerous here is this Linda Sarsour.
Mm-hmm. Sarsour is going to be there?
Mm. Yes.
Mm.
She is, and she's buried in the second row with the dinosaur from Toy Story. But you can see her right
My
there.
God.
And she's a dangerous person.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the fundamental, if you read what this event is about in Chicago, they're saying that it's for the people and it's supposed to be designed. You know, I was reading the description on the front page. At a time of tremendous turmoil and progressive opportunity, we invite you to participate in a historic convening of organizations and individuals committed to social, racial, and economic justice. So, you know,
hashtag resistance.
Yeah, to people who have coexist stickers on their cars and feel the burn stickers on their cars, it sounds like it's going to be pretty rocking, right? It sounds like, well, this is something I want to get behind. Let me get my Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Let me go down to this event and let me have a good time. But when you slip people in like Sarsour, that's when it gets dangerous, because as we know and as people that are paying attention to some of the things you guys are covering, she's bad lady. She's into some.
Well, I got to tell you, though, you know, Chicago is a tough town. People in Chicago don't like getting pushed around. And I feel like if Linda Sarsour comes out and she starts preaching, you know, radical Islamic tolerance and Sharia law and this stuff, I don't think people in Chicago are going to buy that crap, to be perfectly honest with you. I think people are going to start walking out of that speech.
You know, I think it's an interesting connection between these lefties and Islam that keeps coming up. We just played the clip of Bernie Sanders so concerned that an appointee to OMB would have written about his Christian faith. He thinks that disqualifies him because it's exclusive to his Muslim friends. And now we got Reality Winner, a Bernie Sanders supporter, saying she wants to burn down the White House. This is what they said when she came up for her bail hearing. The judge denied bond. The prosecutors said that the only thing that she would do if she was released was to probably be recruited by the nation's enemies. She said she wanted to burn down the White House. She wanted to travel to Afghanistan. She pledged her allegiance to the Taliban. And then we got Linda Sarsour doing that same type of stuff. I mean, this is something that we increasingly see, even though you would think that these feminists would be radically opposed to this radical male-only religion that is connected to the state. They just keep ignoring all these connections that are diametrically opposed to everything that they say they support.
Well, and to me, that's where it's dangerous, because while I believe that we should let everyone speak, and when we let everyone speak, we can hear whose ideas are worth carrying on and accepting and whose ideas are BS crazy. Mm-hmm. When we hear that, we can make those decisions. But here's what's dangerous about this. This is the frog in the boiling pot of water. And when you go to an event like this, and you're just a great American, and you have a coexist sticker, and you really got inspired by Bernie, and you like some of his ideas, which, if you look at some of his ideas, they're very in line with a lot of what Trump stood for in a lot of ways. There's many, many parallels. So you have people in each dimension, you know, the dimension A people that love Trump, and they go, I'm for this. People in dimension B that love Bernie, and they're going, well, I'm for the same thing. They go to this event, and then they have this Trojan horse effect where Sarsour and others like her, Van Jones, are sort of implanting and turning up the heat on the boiling water.
Yes.
And before you know it, those ideas seem like, well, they're not so nutty. And I'll give you a great example of this. This is exactly what I've heard from people who have had experiences with groups like Scientology. And I have not personally, but I've heard from people who have been in those groups where they start out, they read this book or they read some idea and they go, you know what? That idea makes a lot of sense. And then they get escalated through some things that make some sense into some wacky, wacky stuff.
Yes.
And before you know it, they've got wacky ideas in their head. And this is the reason why my grandmother didn't want me listening to rock and roll music, for instance, because the fear back then was, oh, they're going to plant ideas in your head. So there's a slippery slope here. I'm not saying we should start getting all crazy and start censoring things. However, what needs to happen is people need to know what Linda Sarsour stands for. They need to know that when they're doing a woman's march and they think they're standing for one thing, they're actually standing beside somebody who stands for the complete polar opposite.
That's right. They're very malleable. They don't have a core set of beliefs. So as you're pointing out, they can be drawn in by some innocuous things, and then these radical beliefs can be presented to them. And because they don't have a core center, because they don't have a foundation, they can quickly be moved over to the other side, and they can turn into a reality winner who wants to burn down the house. Or we should have the Talking Heads thing when we come back in here, burning down the house. Bernie down the house. That's what.
Well, I think that they do have a core belief. I think they do have a common core, and that's anti-Trump. That's stop Trump. They hate Trump. It doesn't matter if it's Sarsour that you put in front of them. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's Bernie Sanders.
And they hate white people. They hate Christians. Yeah, and quite frankly, they hate the foundation of this country.
And Bernie and Van Jones comes out and says that this was a white lash. You know, President Trump getting elected was a white lash. That's the type of stuff that Matt is talking about. Turning up the heat in the boiling pot. Turning up the heat on that water. Trying to get things to boil over. And we're going to actually have, when we come back, we're going to have even more of an inside scoop. I'll just go ahead and tell you, we've got boots on the ground. Matt Dubiel is with us right now. We will be right back with live action from Bernie Sanders' People's Summit. If you smell what the Sandernista is cooking!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayers, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Dateline, October 8, 2013. Tiffany Jenks is shot to death. A sinister murder in Oregon that is still unsolved and shrouded in mystery. Yet no one seems to care. Are the Oregon police covering something up? Are Illuminati and the New World Order involved? Who really killed Tiffany Jenks? A story waiting to be told. A story that will not go away. Read all about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled TiffanyJenks Murder.com. TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Welcome Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, David Knight filling in for Alex. We are joined by Matt Dubiel from WCKG in Chicago, a huge supporter of InfoWars. Thank you, Matt Dubiel, for all of your great work. He is with us, and now we are also joined by Rachel Lawrence, who is actually on the ground at the Bernie Sanders People's Summit event. You know, reality winner thought that she could use her white privilege to get out of her crime. Ironically, the world doesn't work like that, and reality winner had to face that reality, well, in jail. So now,
reality loser.
So now let's go to Rachel Lawrence, who is actually white. Somehow, how did you get into the People's Summit event? How is this possible?
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I can't hear you at all right now. The feed is...
All right, well, we'll try to get her audio figured out. But Bernie Sanders has an event today called the People's Summit. It's been said that they're trying to limit white people. I would imagine they're really trying to do that to limit photo opportunities. They want to have pictures taken and make it look like a hugely diverse crowd. That would be my guess as to why they're trying to do that. We're going to try to re-link up with Rachel.
Did we lose Matt? There's Matt. No, there's Matt DeVille.
You know, I just want to share with everyone listening about what Rachel has done in her life. It's really inspiring. Rachel is a mother, maybe of two or three, a wife and an independent woman, and she lives in the suburbs here. And during the course of the last election, she made a decision, number one, to become a committee woman in her precinct. So that was the first step. She got involved locally. The second thing she did when that happened, you know, people want to know, like, you don't have to become Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer, all of us, overnight, okay? You can start with a baby step and get involved. And that's what she did. She got involved in one way. And before you know it, that led to her finding out new information and learning new things. She found out about the rampant corruption in her township, Algonquin Township.
That's the key thing.
Yes.
You got to be inside before you can see what these guys are really doing behind closed doors. It's like getting into Bilderberg when you get into the local council area. They talk about how you have to think. We've always heard from the left, think globally, act locally. We need to understand what's going on globally, but we also need to act locally. And it's just the sort of thing where we can't cover that as a national news group, all the little millions of things that are happening locally. That's very important.
It is. It's hugely important because that's where the big things happen. They're little things, but they lead to big things. And so as an example, she ran for office. Now she's a trustee. Now she's in a position to affect some change. Now she reaches out to me last week. And by the way, we became friends online because of that, because I started seeing what she was doing. I think she might have seen what we were doing and watching what you all were doing. And she reached out. And that's how it starts. She said, hey, Matt, I'm going to go to this event. Would you, if you guys get the ticket and get me in, then I'll cover it. And I said, well, let me connect you with InfoWars. And here we go. Now,
talking about connecting, I think we've got her back now where we can. Perfect. Can you hear us, Rachel?
Yes, I can.
Great. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing there. Thank you so much for doing this. We're just talking about how important it is for people to get involved locally. You're a great example of this. Give us an overview of what you see here and what the issue is with this event.
Well, actually, so far what I've seen, everything starts about 1 o'clock. If you look to my right behind me, you'll see the registration area.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, nothing actually starts. The workshops actually begin around 1 in the afternoon. But we've already seen a big rush. Registration opened at 10 a.m. So I've seen probably a few hundred people register already, including myself.
This is a huge venue, Matt was telling us. They've got a lot of well-known celebrities, and they're doing this for several days. It's running today. It's just the beginning. You're talking about this is just registration. But it's going to be all day tomorrow. It's going to be Sunday as well, right?
Right. I'll be here all 3 days.
Wow. And they let you in even though you were white.
That's the issue, right?
That's
actually one of the most fascinating things that I've seen. I heard about it actually because somebody on social media had shared that they were going or shared a link to it. And I was like, I've never heard of it. So I clicked on the link and I read about it. And it surprised me that you need to, A, apply to buy a ticket. B, the ticket is $100. It includes box lunch. It includes workshops. It's
well, that's a deal. Well, you can pass because you're female. I guess Bernie can pass because he's Jewish, right? So
how can Bernie be charging? I thought everything was free.
Well, you know what? This is actually technically the answer I've heard, and I've had conversations with several people so far already, who are actually very nice, by the way. Several people said it's actually the People's Summit is actually separate from this. Isn't an actual Bernie rally as much as it seems that way, and it's pretty much it virtually is. Technically, the People's Summit runs it, and some of the sponsors actually kind of surprised me. I saw MoveOn.org.
Shocking.
Knock me over with a feather.
Shocking. And then Reclaim Chicago, just to name a few. We've got, you had that.
We've got to go to break, but stay there. We're going to be right back with Rachel Lawrence inside the People's Summit.
We're on the
and
march.
Matt Dubiel of WCKG.
He's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank you.
Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt weak. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the answer to trumping fake news is by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing our great products. That's what funds these broadcasts. That's what makes it possible for Alex to expand. And we are expanding in the face of the globalists right now. We've got some great deals going on. BioTrue Selenium, 25% off. Look into the, you need selenium, folks. Most people are deficient in selenium. Not only do we sell selenium here, we sell it at a discounted price and the best quality selenium you can find. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed. Just do a little research for yourself. You will see that this is probably the best selenium that you can find and definitely the best price, especially right now on sale for $15. That is like a steal. 4.8. We've had over 700 views, and it's got a 4.8 rating, folks. That just tells you that this stuff is the real deal. Also, we've got the new line of Emrex Essentials, and I got to tell you, I've been using these products. I was actually used myself to shoot a commercial for these products. I'm sure that you'll be seeing that before too long. But I will tell you,
do we get to watch you in the shower?
If you're lucky. But I got to tell you, the shampoo is no joke. That shampoo is some amazing stuff. You've got the deodorant. I'm already using aluminum-free deodorant. I'm going to switch over to Emrex Essentials. But all natural sunscreen, all natural bug spray, all natural, folks. Let me tell you something. I actually got to say, my dad lives out in the woods. He does a lot of bike rides. He lives by a creek that constantly floods over, constantly dealing with mosquitoes, constantly needing the bug spray. But I had a friend that worked in a bug spray manufacturing plant, and he told me he will never, ever again spray bug spray onto his body, because if you saw the toxic chemicals that went into that bug spray, you would avoid it like the plague.
Oh, yeah.
So I asked my dad was asking me, he's like, what kind of all natural bug spray can I get? And then what do you know, a week later, honestly, just a gift of God, Emrex Essentials BOA spray, all natural bug spray. Don't spray when you go out on vacation, when you go out to the pool, when you go out to the lake, don't spray that toxic bug spray on you, folks. It is literally poison, okay? Get the Emrex Essentials bug spray. It is all natural, and it's not going to poison you. So thanks for your support at InfoWarsStore.com, and check out our new products and the products we have discounted, like BioTrue Selenium. Let's go back to Matt Dubiel and Rachel Lawrence, who is on the ground at the People's Summit. It's the People's Summit. Hey, Rachel, has The Rock made an appearance yet?
I have not seen The Rock.
Darn it. Just Bernie.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah, he's not scheduled there, though, is he?
I have a lot of Bernie shirts, Bernie pins, a lot of shirts that say F Trump.
Okay, yeah, get into more about what you're seeing with the people there. You kind of talked about the registration process. You talked about the weirdness about applying. Get into any more weirdness about the registration process. But then what types of people are you actually seeing there?
You know what? Actually, before, I have to remind you, it hasn't actually started yet. So we have some excited folks, and actually, to be honest with you, I see a lot of the same type of atmosphere that I've seen at Trump rallies, that I've seen at the Republican National Convention, just a lot of people who are excited, happy, in great mood, smiling at everybody, conversing, making friends, aside from the attire, which is obviously a progressive Bernie statement, political statement type of attire.
Rachel, I think that's important, because as Matt was talking about, you got people, Bernie has an anti-establishment vibe. He's able to get people who really are concerned about what they see happening, but then they can take this in a different direction. I think that was one of the key things that we saw with the DNC this last year. As the Democrat convention was about to break, all this information came out about how the ruthless establishment of Hillary Clinton had rigged that in a very shameless way. And so you had all these people who were Bernie supporters, and we believe that Seth Rich and others were the ones who actually turned this information over, that it was not hacked by the Russians. CrowdStrike is the only source saying that there was a Russian hack that got that information. Julian Assange says there was no state actor. We had a UK ambassador say there was no involvement. It was people like the people here at this event who were energized by an outsider who is leftist, and a lot of his, but he did, as Matt points out, he does have some overlap. He opposed the TPP, these transnational agreements that are unfair trade. So there is some overlap with some of the things that Bernie thought with Trump supporters. But that was a very important thing for them to do, to move people away, to not see what Hillary Clinton and the Democrat establishment were doing, but then focus on this phony narrative of the Russians. And they've just continued this on and on. But I think it's very important that we understand these people really are energized, as you point out, energized like the Trump supporters were, because he's an outsider.
Here's one of the things that's...
Go ahead, Matt.
I was just going to say that it's one of the things that I like about Rachel and her attitude, and it's the right mindset, like you were just mentioning, David. She's going there to see what's going on, and versus, you know, imagine the Antifa people going to an event and what their motives are. Mm-hmm. She's going to this event, and what we all need to remember is our brothers and sisters in the United States of America are, we're all in this together. So to see what they're seeing, to see things from their point of view is important, but it's also, let's not be naive to the you know, event and agenda creators like Sarsour and Van and others to see what they're kind of slipping in there. Because right. when you are keyed up about something, you know, like we remember these 99, the Occupy people a couple of years ago, they were all keyed up about something, but they didn't know what they were keyed up about. And then somebody comes in with some ideas, slips them in there, and all of a sudden they're going, yes, that's exactly what. So it's great that she's there with an open mind. It's great that she's doing this. And I think that the people there are probably, just like we'd find everywhere, are great people, well-meaning people. I'm talking about the attendees, of course.
Yes, and like you pointed out with Occupy, at the beginning, a lot of these people understood, some of them understood as we were walking through talking to them, they understood about the Federal Reserve. They understood some of those issues. But then the Soros people came in and made it about capitalism, which they then reinterpret as against free markets, that the government should control the economy. So as you point out, Matt, they slipped this along. Your comments, Rachel.
You know what? I was noticing that myself. I mean, the people who, part of the reason why I wanted to come to this is because most of the conversation that's going on between the right and the left these days, and conservative and liberal and progressive, is happening on social media. And social media, with its relative anonymity, is so easy to slip into this conversation that just devolves into name-calling just immediately. Yeah. And so I figured by coming here, I could actually have a conversation. And I actually have already this morning. I spoke with one of the vice presidents of the National Nurses United, who was putting on this event, and she and I had a great conversation. I told her that I was a Trump voter. I told her that I was involved in my local Republican Party, and that I was involved, you know, but I came to listen. And we had a great discussion. We left with the same views that we came with, but it was nice to have a conversation with somebody who's not calling me an ignorant Trump supporter or a racist or a bigot. And
you know,
seems to be the norm these days.
I can imagine, Rachel, that's nice, because when I go out to these Trump protests, that's pretty much all I get. I've been called every name under the sun. I've been hit with everything from an egg to a water bottle. But it's
I was just going to say, I was at the UIC convention the Trump rally at UIC in Chicago that was shut down. And that was honestly one of the most traumatizing experiences of my life.
Wow. Yes.
Well, you know, I just got to say, though, what you're doing, I think, is really brilliant and really impactful. You know, I'm somebody that I'm easy to get riled up. Once you call me a racist or a bigot or this, that, or the other thing a couple times, I'm out to make you look like an idiot. And then that's what my videos end up devolving to.
That's why they call you Destroyer the Destroyer, right?
But what you're doing, but here's what I'm saying, though. What you're doing can actually endear us to the opposition. What you're doing can actually endear yourself to the people that you're talking about. And it's having that patience, I think, that can be so key. And this is an idea that came to my head. I don't think, Rachel, obviously, you have your own agenda there. I think you're doing a great job. But, hey, you know, if somebody else wants to take this idea up, you know, that would be just fine. Why don't you go to this summit? You know, these people, this is the People's Summit. You got all the Bernie heads out there, right? You got all the people that hate Trump. What if somebody went to this summit, just like you did, just to listen, to learn, to meet other people, to hear the other message, but then also you're handing out a flyer, raising awareness, like, hey, by the way, did you know that the DNC is actually being sued right now? There's actually 48 states right now that are carrying a lawsuit against the DNC because they believe that the Democrat primaries were actually rigged for Hillary Clinton. So I just wanted to make you guys aware of that and just raise awareness for that. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, wow, wait a second. Maybe Trump wasn't our enemy. Maybe it was actually Clinton the whole time. Oh, and then maybe you get some wheels turning there.
That sounds like more of your wheelhouse, Owen, so I'm going to say that to you.
Whoa, I got enough work to do here. Come on now.
Well, I think what you said is very important, Rachel. I think we need to transcend the tribalism. I think tribalism just plays into the, as part of the playbook of George Soros. And so we don't want to try to accentuate that. And I think it's also important, as you pointed out, to try to get beyond this, this attitude that social media, as you rightly point out, fosters. And that is that as you are able to do things anonymously, you get more and more vicious in your comments. And I think it's very easy for them to then turn that around and get people to be very vicious when they come out in public, as you saw when Trump came to the University of Chicago. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, actually, I had gone with my husband, a friend, and his sister. And actually, I met a couple of friends there, and they brought along their one of my friends brought along their 12-year-old daughter, and we waited in line. And as we waited outside, we came early, obviously, because we wanted to be in front. And there was right across the street from us was immediately. I mean, I'm talking 3 hours beforehand. There were already protesters with signs, waving flags, calling us racist with bullhorns. And actually, I got kind of tired of it, and I pulled out a piece of paper and a Sharpie from my bag, and I wrote, "Not racist," with arrows pointing to me and my group, and because we were just tired of being called for 2 hours on end racist, and have fun at your Klan meeting type of thing. And I just kind of held it up across the street, you know. And I was actually in the Chicago Tribune's 2016 Photos of the Year for that photo. But
that's the kind of hyper-tribalism that they focus on. And of course, Matt, she's a great example of somebody who is the antithesis of everything they like to characterize the right as being, isn't she?
She's great. She's a star, and I don't mean that in a sycophantic way. I mean she's a star locally for her community, and she's the kind of Rachel's the kind of person that I wish that there's nothing more empowering for women to see other women getting involved that are also mothers and wives and things. And so the fact that she's doing what she's doing, I think is tremendous. And I got to encourage everybody, not just in Chicago, but around the country. This is how you affect change in your world. It really starts with being a parent. If you can be the best parent you can to your small tribe of children, whether you have one or 10, whatever it is, that's the best thing you can do to change the world. The next thing you can do to change the world is get involved in the miniature world around you, because that's the one that really has the most control over. And you're not going to all be able to control what happens at the Bilderberg meeting. You're not all going to be able to control what happens in Congress. I'll tell you what, I went to D.C. a couple of months ago over spring break with my kids. There was one senator in session during the Senate session. One senator out of
they missed a lot of meetings. Yeah.
They weren't there, so they're not even involved. So here's Rachel getting involved on a township level. She's getting involved on a committee level. Now she's going to this event, and I got to say to everyone else that's outside Chicago and to the team at InfoWars and Alex and everybody, oh, there's her picture. That's a great picture. But to everybody that's listening and can hear my voice right now, Chicago is a battleground state for the transition of this country. And you may not realize it as much as you should. And from the implant of the mayor here to the agenda of sanctuary cities here to the events like this to the fact that it's a blue city in what's pretty much a red state, this state is very important. So we need to get more things happening.
And you're going to have Obama's memorial there, the $500 million memorial, complete with the slippery slope where they can slide, because you know that's the appropriate way, I think, to memorialize Obama's with a slippery slope.
You know how much good they could have done if they would have put that in the right neighborhood, or if they would have taken that money and used it for
Obama just got a $70 million book advance, and then he's lecturing you about the 1%. Give me a break. Again, we're talking to Matt Dubiel from WKG and Rachel Lawrence, who's done a great job out in Chicago with activism. And I was just curious, we got a little more time left here with Rachel. What is the order of events for this evening's People Summit? When is the Toy Story dinosaur talking? When is Danny Glover from Angels in the Outfield talking? When is Bernice Sandernista talking? And then when is the, by my measurement, of agent of Hamas, that's my opinion, Linda Sarsour talking?
So what I've seen and what was handed out to me, of course, we were also given this People's Summit agenda, which has the calendar, but then there's also the People's Summit app. According to the agenda that I was given today, there's going to be workshops throughout the day, and then at 7 p.m. starting tomorrow, actually Saturday and Sunday tomorrow, and the next day will be the big days. Tomorrow, Bernie Sanders will be speaking. It looks like 7 p.m. Today is mostly workshops starting at 1 o'clock.
What are these workshops? What is a work? What are they workshop? What are they doing?
One, for example, we have today is called Political Education Sessions, and they include, I'm just going to check my app because I can't see it on here. One of them was specifically refers to the media and using the media.
Weaponizing the media.
There you go.
That's not in their words.
The media is your friend.
Okay, so according to the agenda today, there's they call them breakouts. They're actually workshops. So.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I have to stop Rachel for a second. Guys, will you please go back to the top of this? Look at this. I'm sorry. I'm losing it now. The attack on democracy. Look at this. These are the first workshops. The attack on democracy. Folks, this is what I'm talking about. The DNC is being sued. The DNC is literally being sued because they messed with the election. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rachel. This is just ridiculous.
Yeah. So there's some interesting workshop titles. I know that one of them that sparked my interest for tomorrow was entitled "Media, Our Movement, and the Political Revolution." So that one I'm kind of interested in. I may attend that one. That one says that the speakers are Sarah Jaffe, or J-A-F-F-E, Nomiki Konst, and Sarah Leonard from The Nation, as well as Winnie Wong, co-founder of the People Corporation.
Wow, this is unbelievable. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to use our tactic, which is that we take their little catchphrases and their little things, and we steal them and then use them to our advantage. That's what they're trying to do with the resistance. That's what they're trying to do with the political revolution. We had our political revolution with Trump. Thank you, Matt Dubiel from WKCG.com. Thank you for everything you do for InfoWars. And thank you, Rachel Lawrence, for everything you do for grassroots conservatism in Chicago and for the reporting you're going to be doing from the People's Summit. We'll be right back with more of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, David Knight with you.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer and David Knight with you. And got to remind you about the specials that we are offering at InfoWarsStore.com. Always the best products and always the best prices, especially when we have these discounts. 25% off BioTrue Selenium. If you haven't tried that product yet, what are you waiting for? Now's the time with 25% off. Look at the reviews, 4.8 star reviews. That's nearly perfect reviews for this product. And we still sell it at 25% off because that's how we fund the InfoWar. We don't take big money from anywhere else. We take money from you and then we give you a great product like our new line of product, Emrex Essentials. Nano SPF 30 Zinc Oxide Sunscreen, DEET Free Herbal Bug Spray. That's what I was talking about, folks. Look, the crap that they put in bug spray is literally toxic. It is literally poison. And then they somehow manufacture it, put it in a can, and then say it's good to put on your skin. You know why the bugs don't eat it? Because it's poison. So congrats for the bugs for not eating their own death warrant, which is the bug spray they put out, which will be your death warrant, too. But we offer an alternative Be Away spray. Folks, check out Emrex Essentials. The shampoo is amazing, too. And don't forget about the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. That's all we do. We take products that are laden with poisons and things that are not good for you, toxic for your body, toxic for our environment, and we put out a product that is good for you, not toxic, not laden with poison, that we like to use ourselves. So check that out. Another product with a 4.8 review. Shocking. Currently on sale as well. Well, you know, here's the thing about the nothing burger that was the James Comey hearing yesterday. It would have been a nothing burger. Yes, it would have been a complete nothing burger. But then James Comey decided to offer himself as the beef. So what went from a nothing burger became a James Comey burger. The two big things to me was Comey admitting he was the linker, Comey admitting that he relies on third-party intelligence to decide Russia hacked the DNC. But it's amazing because if you look at the date, and I think Comey is going to have to end up answering this question, David. If you look at the date when the alleged leak, when Comey gave it to a friend to give to the media after Trump's tape tweet, that's the key. The story that the New York Times printed was on May 11th. Trump's tape tweet was on May 12th. So, what is Comey talking about then? What leak? What memo? Because that timing doesn't actually work out. So he's going to have to answer that.
He said that in response to Trump saying
he said that very specifically.
So that's not clear. And yet we have this article from NBC News saying there's no indication that the former FBI director lied under oath during his testimony. Seriously, NBC? Oh. We have him saying different, contradictory, 180 degrees away from, and two sworn testimonies. One of them saying that nobody ever pressured him for political purposes to stop an investigation. That would be a big deal. It never happened. And then he comes out and says yesterday that it did. And then the other lie that you had there. And then, of course, we have the leak that he admitted to. And we have President Trump's outside counsel, Mark Kasowitz, is going to file a complaint with the Department of Justice Inspector General and with the Senate Judiciary Committee. And they're saying that in a statement after Comey's testimony Thursday afternoon, Kasowitz labeled Comey as one of those leakers who are actively attempting to undermine the president. In other words, this would justify his firing alone. the fact that he is a leaker. He did so many things, and of course, the investigation was irrelevant to this. Trump was not being investigated. We learned that. Trump subsequently did a special investigator, so the investigation goes on without Mr. Comey, and hopefully they can arrive at a conclusion. One of the things they did during this, and we haven't really talked about this, but all these Democrat senators are coming up and saying, but what about this Russian bank, or what about this, throwing out these little breadcrumbs that they know that Comey's going to have to say, well, I can't talk about that. But we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us. We're going to play you some of the top 10 hits from the Comey hearing, and we have Mark Dice coming up in the next hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After being sold out for months.